This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news for WGXC for Saturday, February 8th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. When Vice President Joe Biden visited Governor Andrew Cuomo in Albany January 7th, they unveiled, quote, reimagining New York for a new reality, unquote, a $17 billion strategy that, among other post-Hurricane Sandy storm-related projects, includes upgrading New York's weather warning system. The plan calls for, quote, building the most advanced weather detection system in the nation, with 125 interconnected weather stations to provide real-time warnings of local extreme weather and flood conditions, unquote. On Friday, February 7th, Cuomo unveiled $23.6 million in spending on updating the state's weather detection equipment and upping weather stations around the state from 27 to 125, with 17 higher-grade profiling stations. Nationally, the National Weather Service has 1,021 transmitters broadcasting local weather radio around the clock. Locally, you can see five transmitters circle green in Columbia counties on a map at newsroom.wgxc.org, providing all but the most mountainous areas of Greene County with weather radio coverage. Weather radio receivers are available widely, and many car receivers, scanners, and other receivers also receive the NOAA weather radio frequencies. Tune in to these weather frequencies locally for emergency weather information in Columbia County, the Albany transmitter at 162.550 megahertz, and the Highland transmitter at 162.475 megahertz are both theoretically receivable. In Greene County, the Albany transmitter at 162.550 megahertz and the Highland transmitter at 165 megahertz are available in different parts, as is the Delaware County transmitter in Stamford at 162.400 megahertz. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for listings of the transmitters in available for reception in Albany, Delaware, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Ulster counties, as well as the coverage maps and links to all the National Weather Service weather radio information. Paul Rimsmondale at Radiosurvivor.com reports that 4 months after ending production, the independent and nonprofit daily free speech radio news program returns online with new reports February 11th. The full half-hour newscast is not returning yet, but Administrative Coordinator Nell Abram said that the news site will feature brief daily updates. Quote, we had a major funder come forward to finance a period of transition while we diversify our funding streams, unquote, Abram said, explaining the return. The show, which aired weekdays on WGXC, shut down at the end of September when it ran out of funds as a result of being owed $198,000 by the Pacifica Foundation, which, as the program's syndicator, was also its primary funder. This donor, according to Radiosurvivor.com, asked FSRN to determine if affiliate stations could pay for carriage directly rather than through Pacifica. WGXC may or may not be able to afford the new rates. For now, former station member and longtime correspondent Shannon Young will work on content coordination from Mexico while Abram covers administrative duties. You can read the full story at Radiosurvivor.com. Today is Saturday, February 8th, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts increasing clouds with a high near 25. Saturday night, there is a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Sunday, there is a 40% chance of light snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 29 and a low around 14. Monday, there's also a slight chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 24. Public meetings today, Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, has a 10 a.m. Delaware County Safe Act Forum meeting at the Delhi American Legion, 41 Page Avenue in Delhi. At 6 p.m., he'll be at the Wounded Warrior Pork Roast Dinner at the St. John the Baptist Church in Valencia on Route 9. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about public meetings and all local news at newsroom.wgxc.org.